always able to call, you know. But those kind of things help me hone skills on how today that I sponsor people, because I believe that's what this project is about, how to develop healthy sponsoring skills so that we can, as a fellowship, begin to set new standards for how people are sponsored. Because there are people in this fellowship, unfortunately, that think that accumulating a little bit of time gives them the right to be verbally abusive to another human being under the auspice of sponsorship. And I don't believe that that's the way that this was intended to happen. I believe sponsorship is a loving, guiding process where you allow a human being to fall down and you help them up and you say, we'll try this again. You know, and I never had anybody in my life to do that. You know, my sponsor would simply tell me stuff. You know, I would come to him with stuff and he'd listen. And he taught me early on how to always share my experience, strength, and hope, and how to say I don't know when I didn't know. You know, and that was one of the things that blew me away about him as a person, because he was able to say that he didn't know something if I had experienced something. And what he would say is, Tony, we can find and learn it together. You know, and I needed those kind of skills, because there are people that think sponsorship means that you always have to have the answer for the person when they come to you. And that's not what it means. What it means is that you step back into the spiritual principles of honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, and be able to tell that person that you sponsor that you don't know something, that you're still learning too, and you're still recovering. Understand? And this is something that you can learn together. Understand? Because that's part of how that we connect. No one of us knows everything that we need to know at times. And my experience with that has been that I've shared things with my sponsees when they've gone through things. And a month later, I find myself in the same kind of stuff and they give me the same information back. You know? And that's just how powerful this thing called sponsorship is. So I talk a lot about sponsorship because I know the importance of it, and I know that without sponsorship, that the quality of the human being that I'm developing and to be on a daily basis, understand, would probably be something that would not be something I would be happy with. I guess I'm getting a nudge that our time is just about up. I just kind of winged this because they just kind of threw me up here because I'm so verbal about sponsorship. But if you don't have one, what I suggest you do is you just trust in the process. And if you get one that feels like it's their job to make you feel less than that's somebody that you want to say, I love you, here's a hug, but I need to move on. Understand? I need to get somebody that knows how to love. Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me share.
I'm an addict, and my name's Dorothy. And I know a lot of people have come in here probably getting ready for the next meeting since it's coming time, but sponsorship is a real big issue. When I came around here, they told me, go to meetings, get a sponsor, get a service commitment, work the steps, and just stay clean. Well, the steps tell us how to stay clean. We have basic text, it works how and why, and a step guide for that. We have guide to local service that tells us how to set up our meetings and run our meetings. And we have a little pamphlet, a trifold piece of paper that tells us how to be a sponsor and how to be a sponsee. And it's heartening to see that there's so few people that really want to get involved with a new piece of literature that could give us some direction on such a big aspect of what our fellowship is. Because without sponsorship, none of us would be here.
Yes, well.
None of us got here and learned how to do this on our own. In my area, in my region, we have people that think if they get 6 months clean, they can go get a sponsee because they're clean. We have people that are sponsees that say, you know what, I really don't need a sponsor anymore because I've worked the steps once. Oh, and I did that in 3 months. We have very little guidance in our literature on such an important aspect of our recovery. We have until June 1st to turn in information on sponsorship to World for consideration for a new project, whether it be a new chapter in a basic text, a whole new book, or just a little booklet like the four-step guide or in times of illness. Gives us at least a little more to go on. In March, World had received on this project that had been out there since May of last year, a half an inch, less than 100 pages, total of information on sponsorship. That's how much has been turned in worldwide to date. For most of this workshop, there was probably a dozen people in this room or less. Please, everybody, take it back to your home groups. Take it back to your support group. Write something. Put down what you think a sponsor is, how a sponsor should sponsor, and how a sponsee should act. You know, we have some expectations and realities that if you're going to be sponsored in a 12-step fellowship, maybe you need to worry about working the steps. Maybe a sponsor needs to direct their sponsees to get involved with service work because there are so many subcommittees at an area and regional level that are functioning with one or two people to support hundreds of addicts that just don't care. But without those people going behind and making sure there's dances or there's newsletters or there's literature, nobody'd be here. We all need to get involved and understand that sponsorship is how we direct and instruct people on how to work this fellowship. And without some direction on sponsorship, we're not going very far. It's a new age. It's a new millennium. We need to work on the next step, and that's telling us how to be a sponsor and a sponsee, and this is what we can do to do our work. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing.
My name is Carlton. I'm definitely a recovering addict. I'd like to welcome everyone to the convention, and I'd like to thank everyone for their participation. And I'd like to just add one more thing to sponsorship. I know if I sponsor myself, I got a damn fool for a sponsor. And that's real simple. So if you don't have a sponsor, get one. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.